It's Friday, April 1st, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Pakistan has committed to not changing their stringent blasphemy laws after the outcry from radical Muslims against the proposition. Pakistan's government continues its investigation into the terror attack that killed 74 Christians on Easter Sunday. Pray for the protection of Almighty God for the Christians in Pakistan. How long, O Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. Psalm 35:17. A European Union Human Rights Court ruled Wednesday that Iranian Christians fleeing ISIS do have a right to be evaluated for asylum before being sent back to the Islamic Republic. The case comes on the heels of the Swedish government denying right of entry to an Iranian Christian convert. The EU court is asking the Swedish government to give the case a fair review. The United States and their allies are concerned about North Korea's repeated threats to launch missile strikes. President Barack Obama is conducting a summit this week with several of the world powers to discuss North Korea's nuclear weapons. Florida Governor Rick Scott has signed a strong pro-life bill that will defund Planned Parenthood and provide restrictions on abortion mills, similar to what Texas approved 2 years ago. Planned Parenthood spent $100,000 on an ad campaign to fight the bill, which is a small percentage of the $500 million of federal tax monies appropriated to the pro-abortion organization each year. Meanwhile, Virginia's Democrat governor vetoed a bill that would have defunded Planned Parenthood in that state. Olivia Granz Turner, president of Virginia Society for Human Life, said she's not surprised by the action taken by Governor Terry McAuliffe.
We've known from the very beginning of Governor McAuliffe's time in office that he is 100% in line with Planned Parenthood, National Abortion Rights Action League, and other pro-abortion forces in the state. He's made his position very clear, and so this does not come as a surprise to us.
I have seen the wicked in great power, yet he passed away. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Psalm 37:35-36. True to his word, the Lord really does bind the strong man and rob his house over and over again. A descendant of the Muslim prophet Muhammad has found Christ, and he tells about it in his book, The Cost, My Life on a Terrorist Hit List. Ali Nusnain tells how he was stabbed by Muslims, enraged about his newfound life and the forgiveness he found in Christ. Tragedy struck India yesterday when an overpass collapsed, killing 22 people in the city of Kolkata. The Federal Drug Administration is approving the use of another label for RU486 and extending its use to the baby that is 70 days old, or 10 weeks in gestation. Planned Parenthood is pleased that this will provide for more abortions in states that limit surgical abortion, like South Dakota and Texas. Pro-Life Action League's executive director Eric Scheidler says this will provide a boost to the abortion business overall in America.
This is really a boon to abortion providers' bottom line. It has nothing to do with women's health. In fact, 8 women have been documented to have died using the pill in the way the FDA has just approved. And other countries in the world have actually not approved this drug, Canada, for example. So the problems and concerns with this drug, its dangers remain, but the abortions profits are enhanced.
While surgical abortions are decreasing, chemical abortions using the pill, however, are on the rise. Currently, about 25% of abortions are conducted using the RU486 drug. The use of high-dose abortifacient contraceptives like the IUD and Plan B pills has increased 500% over the last 12 years, resulting in far more abortions. Psalm 94:6 says, "They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall I not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. He shall cut them off in their own wickedness." Blue diamonds are the rarest in God's stunning creation. News today that a 14.6-carat blue diamond is setting a record at Christie's at an estimated $45 million. It's called the Mona Lisa of the blue diamonds. A young 11-year-old entrepreneur bottled her grandmother's lemonade and made $1 million out of it. Young Michaela Ulmer presented her honey-sweetened lemonade to the Shark Tank last year with a commitment to contribute 10% of profits to the dwindling honeybee population. Investors jumped on it, and now Michaela's selling her product Bee Sweet to Whole Foods and other distributors for multi-million dollars in sales. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016, April Fool's Day. The real fool is the one who says in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14:1. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.